Dr. Janice Morgan. I practice urgent care medicine here in Birmingham, Alabama. I'd like to talk to you about the coronavirus and the coronavirus vaccine. First of all, we are still in a pandemic. I want everyone to know that we are still in the pandemic. It is not over. I see people becoming freer with where they go and what they do and so forth, but we are still in the grips of this pandemic. I'd like to explain, first of all, what a pandemic is. A pandemic is when a virus or a bacterial infection is affecting people in several continents. This is different from an epidemic, which usually is within a continent. So we are still in the grips of this pandemic. The name of this virus is the SARS-CoV-2 virus. It stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, Coronavirus 2. That means that there was a 1. There was a 1 in 2003. It did not have the effects that this one has, but this is COVID-2. This is also shortened to COVID-19. COVID-19 stands for, the CO stands for corona, the VI stands for virus, and the D stands for disease. And 19 is the year that this virus has caused known infection in humans. There are many coronaviruses. They usually affect us when we are children. It causes some minor upper respiratory tract illnesses. But this particular coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus, is new to human beings. It has not been introduced to us before 2019. I hear my friends and some of my family members talk about revving up their immune system so that they can fight the COVID-19. This is a misnomer because there is no protection against this virus. It has not been in our systems before. We have no defense. We have accumulated no antibodies. So, if you're in the presence of this coronavirus for more than 14 minutes and the number of virus particles is sufficient enough, you will catch this illness. Now, what are the symptoms of the coronavirus? They can range from almost no symptoms to severe symptoms. Things like fever, chills, body aches, headaches, loss of taste and smell, congestion, diarrhea. The symptoms are wide and varied, and they don't affect everyone the same. Just because you lose your taste and smell doesn't mean everyone does. The more severe symptoms from the coronavirus is pneumonia, respiratory failure, heart problems, liver problems, septic shock syndrome, and death. One common entity with the severe symptoms is something called cytokine shock. Cytokine shock is when the virus particles elicit an immune response where these proteins are released in the body that causes an inflammatory reaction. This inflammatory reaction then causes the body to swell, the lungs to fill with fluid. There's a problem oxygenating. There's a problem with blood clots, both in the legs and the lungs, and also with stroke. Patients who develop this cytokine shock syndrome very rarely survive. You really cannot tell who will disintegrate into this this cytokine shock syndrome. We think that patients that have chronic kidney disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, organ transplant patients who are immunosuppressed, sickle cell patients, type 2 diabetics, patients that are overweight, tend to have a predilection for developing these serious symptoms. However, patients who don't have these illnesses have also developed these symptoms. Patients who have high blood pressure, dementia, patients with things like cystic fibrosis are also at risk. How do you decrease the risk of developing COVID-19. Number one is get the vaccine. Number two, wash your hands often. Keep common surfaces clean. Limit your contact with people for less than 15 minutes face to face. Wear cloth masks. Stay 6 feet away and try not to touch your face. Patients who develop COVID-19 then need to quarantine for 10 days. Everyone in the household should quarantine for 10 days, and the patient who is positive for COVID-19 then needs to isolate from the family members. So, what about the vaccines? We are blessed to have some vaccines available now. There are two messenger RNA vaccines. They are the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines. They are both two-shot vaccines. There's also the Johnson & Johnson, which is a single-shot vaccine, and it is called a virus vector. So what's the difference? The messenger RNA vaccines, the Pfizer takes messenger RNA that it derives from other sources, programs that messenger RNA, puts a protective coating over it, and this is injected into the host, into us, and then it goes into the cytoplasma where the messenger RNA codes for the outer surface area of the virus called the corona. It codes for a part of that. The body recognizes this as abnormality and something that shouldn't be there, and your defense comes in. That's when the antibodies are made and the white cells come in to destroy this entity. In fact, the messenger RNA that takes this information to your body is destroyed by your body as well. So there's no abnormal messenger RNA floating around in your body. The Moderna does somewhat similar, but it takes, uses a slightly, we won't get into the technicalities, but the messenger RNA vaccines are very similar, and the Moderna just uses a different route, okay? The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a virus vector, and the virus vector means a part of another coronavirus, not the COVID-19 virus, but a different coronavirus. A part of the corona is taken, and it is programmed and coded and injected into your body, and then your own messenger RNA codes for proteins against it or for antibodies against it. And then we program the beta, the B and T lymphocytes. So we have memory cells that linger in our bodies. We're hoping that they linger for a lifetime, but we're seeing now that maybe we may have to have a booster shot. But anyway, this is our protection against the COVID-19 virus. I would also like to say that there are some walk-in clinics that are available now. I will leave a sheet out as to what numbers that you can call in order to secure your vaccine. Thank you so much.